Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the REN's first quarter 2010 result conference call on the 4th of May 2010. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Ana Fernandez. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to REN's first quarter results conference call. I'm joined by Rui Cartacho, the new CEO of REN, and by João Palma, who is the new CFO of the company, and they will be delighted to answer your questions. I'll pass on to Rui Cartacho. He'll make a brief presentation, and then we'll open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm just making a few remarks on the first quarter, and then I will pass the floor to João Palma so that he can go through the presentation to comment the main figures. The two main situations in the first quarter of 2010 were, with impact on the accounts, were the fact that there was a decision of the
arbitration.
Arbitration Court in Paris concerning the rights to the 2005 GALP dividends, which condemned REN to pay around 20 million euros plus interest, and which gave rise to a partial provision. REN considers that the situation is not finished, but on prudential grounds, it decided to apply 25% percentage to the value of the court's decision. And so this has a negative impact when in the first quarter's results. The other situation that affected the comparison of the first quarter of this year with the first quarter of last year is the fact that the net interest income has a deterioration of around 5.6 million euros, which comes from the fact that, as at least some of you may remember, the first quarter of 2009 benefited from a special operation of interest rate swaps that we carried out, I guess, in February, and which resulted in a pre-tax gain of around 6 million euros, 5.8 million euros to be more precise. So this is why we have a net income of 25 million euros, which compares to 31.8 during the first quarter of 2009. However, in terms of EBITDA, the situation is evolving according to our plans, and it's the company is growing. The evolution is actually close to 16%. In terms of recurrent net income, there is a slight deterioration due to what I mentioned in the financial income. So the provision was excluded from this recurrent net income figures, but we still have the impact of the swap gain in the first 3 months of 2009. The CAPEX was around 53 million euros, and the net debt stayed in the end of March around between 2.1 and 2.2 billion euros. Then I will let João go through the remaining figures.
Hello, good morning. My name is João Palma. I'm the new CFO of the company. I'll be here only about 1 month, so I'll request your patience and kindness to my explanations. In terms of evolution of EBITDA, we reach an EBITDA of 1.18 million euros, which is an increase of, as has been said, of 15.7%. As you can see in page 4, we, in terms of return of RAB, which includes the return of the RAB of electricity the remuneration in land, and for the first time it includes the revenues from the fully depreciated assets, we have an increase of 2.5 billion, million euros in this in the EBITDA. In terms of recuperation of OPEX, we have a 1.8 billion euros of increase. In terms of depreciation recuperation in electricity, 2.1. In gas, we have a return, in terms of return of REV, we have 4.7 million. Here, the main impact is the deferred underground cavern and the smooth effect of the new LNG terminal in Sines. In terms of recuperation of OPEX, we have an impact of 0.7 million in Ibiza. And in terms of the recuperation of depreciations, we have 2.7 million. Again, in terms of, we have here the major impact analyzing the evolution of EBITDA of 11.4 million euros in terms of the tariff deviations from previous years. As you, at least some of you remember, last year we have an EBITDA in the EBITDA about 12 million of recognitions of tariff deviations from previous years, which can be deducted with the provisions of 8.7 million. So in fact, this effect is about 3 million, which is 11.4 minus 8.4. In terms of other revenues, we have an impact of minus 0.3. In terms of personnel, we have a positive effect, personnel costs and plus other costs, we have a positive effect of 1.9 million. Other costs, a positive effect of 0.8 million. And we reach the EBITDA of 101.8. Next page, we can see what we have been said in terms of graphics. So the remuneration of the electricity, it increases due to the entry into operation of new assets during the 2009, about 172 million in substations, 127 million in lines, and about 10 million in other equipment. In terms of the recovery of depreciation in gas, which have an increase of 46%, increases from 7.5 to 10.2, it is due to the increase in depreciation due to new assets entering into operation in 2009 in pipelines, 43 million, and in storage, 31 million. In terms of the tariff smoothing effect in gas, which increases 210% from 1.9 to 5.9, it is due to the investment in the Sines LNG terminal of about 180 million. In terms of personnel plus external supplies and services, we have a reduction of 6.6%. It is due to efficiency gains and capitalization of overhead costs since November 2009. So in terms of total revenues, the company achieved 132 million, which is an increase of 2.2%. This analysis of EBITDA excludes the recovery of costs of PPA, which were 22 million in the first quarter of 2009 and 62 million in the first quarter of 2010. In terms of the margin of the EBITDA, we have increased from 68% to 77%. In terms of depreciation, they have increased 23%, and we reach an EBIT of 60.2 million, which increased 11.1% over the last period. The next page, you can see the evolution of the average return on the remuneration asset base, regulated asset base, which increased 8%. Electricity increases 14.1%. Hydroland decreases 4%, and gas 3.8%. About Hydroland, also you have to remember that we have a negative effect in remuneration, which now had a negative remuneration of 0.3%, which compares with 2.6%, 2.6 million. Last period, which is an impact of minus 2.9 million euros. The gas has an increase of 3.8% in terms of of remunerated regulated asset base. In terms of CapEx, the company achieves about 53 million euros, with an increase of about 12%. Electricity accounts for 35.7 million and gas 17 million. The remuneration, as you can see, is about 889 lineman substations from 1 January 2009, other assets 7.49. Either line, as has been said, is a negative 0.5, return on gas 8%. And in the net debt, we have an increase. We have an increase, as been said, of about 24% between the first quarter of 2009 and the first quarter of 2010. We have increased from 1.7 billion to 2.2 billion. Between December 2009 and March 2010, as can be seen in page 8, we have an increase of about 50 million. So we have an operation cash flow of 102 million and a CapEx cash outflow of 128 million. In terms of debt breakdown, our average maturity is 4.8 years. Our sources is 42% bonds, European Investment Bank 34% and commercial paper 24%. In terms of fixed versus float, we have a fixed rate of 74% and floating rate of 26%. In terms of credit metrics, the net debt over EBITDA has increased from 5.4 to 5.7. The funds from operations over net debt have decreased from 5.7 to 5.4, and the funds from operations over net debt they have increased from 9.5% to 11.8%. And the funds from operation interest coverage have increased from 4 times to 4.5 times. So we would be delighted to be at your disposal to questions and answers. Hello.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your question will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause while participants registered for a question. The first question comes from Flora Trindad. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Yes, good morning. Flora Trindad from BPI. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is on potential investments. We had several news in the papers saying that you could be investing in Mozambique. If you could share with us what could be the amount in question here. Then you've also mentioned during the presentation the negative impact from the hydroland remuneration. I'm not sure if you're having any kind of discussions with the regulator, but if you could tell us whether this is expected to change or not. And finally, the obvious question, whether you have some novelties on the new privatization stage. Thank you.
Hello, it's Rui Cartaz speaking. Concerning Mozambique, we are not envisaging substantial investment in Mozambique. We have been invited to purchase 7.5% of Hidroelétrica at Cabora Bassa, and we are analyzing the situation in the context of the plans that Mozambique has to develop its energy backbone. So our interest in Mozambique concerns not directly the generation asset, which is outside of our core business, but the possible involvement of REN in the projects to construct several transmission lines, which in turn are related to their plans to expand their generation capacity through several projects, some of them hydro, some of them thermal. And so it is in this context that the discussions that we are having with several stakeholders from Mozambique are taking place. I don't expect any decision from REN before, say, September or October. Meanwhile, we are carrying out several due diligences, and we are also evaluating the 7.5% of hydroelectric at Cabarabassa, but it's early to foresee what will be the outcome of this analysis. So the subject will have to go to the board of REN, and in time we will let you know where things are heading to. On hydroland remuneration, we are discussing the possible change of the current situation in the context of the privatization preparations, but it's early to, I don't want to be caught in the same situation where last year we were expecting a very short-term solution for this problem, and as it turned out, things did not change and we stayed with the same inflation rate situation that we currently have. So I would be cautious, more cautious this time. And what I can tell you is that it's something that is in the agenda of our discussions with the government. This is not an issue with the regulator. The regulator does not intervene in the setting of this rate. It's an issue that has to be discussed between ourselves and the public administration and the Ministry of the Economy. On the privatization process, well, as you know, it is written in the Plano de Estabilidade e Convergência e Crescimento. In PEC, there is a list of companies to be privatized in the context of PEC, and REN is among them. Concerning the term, we are not yet formally informed about the time schedule of the government. Although we are prepared, if things have to be done during this year, we are prepared to do so. So we are making our homework in the context of a possible operation still this year, but we have no confirmation from the part of the government. And we have no confirmation as well on the figures of the stake to be privatized. I have seen in some newspapers references to a 30% stake, but we have no formal communication from the government on the precise percentage to be privatized. So I think it's premature to make a guess on that side. I guess I answered your questions.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The next question from Joachim Ferrer. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Hi, good morning. It's Joachim Ferrer at Santander in Madrid. My first question is on the new regulation of the gas business. Do you think you can give us some color on what we can expect, especially after the recent increases in the Portuguese 10-year bond yield? And then the second question is on the capex plan. I don't know to what extent you think that there is a risk that we might see cuts in the capex plan going forward, as it has happened in Spain with Red Electric and Enagas. Thank you.
Concerning the regulation in the natural gas sector, the only firm thing that we have up to now is the fact that operational costs will be subject to incentives, as was the case in electricity. This was something that was not in the first documents of the regulator, and it's a good sign that once we draw their attention to the benefits of having the same situation in gas as in electricity, was accepted. So the concept was introduced, and in this last version we already have the concept of a reference cost for OPEX related to the inflation rate minus an efficiency parameter. Then we have under discussion several issues. of which probably the most important is the rate of return, where we are discussing with the regulator the possibility of aligning the concept of indexed rate with what happened with electricity. And both scenarios are still open. Either they stay with the fixed rate that was up to now their choice, or they accept, they didn't close the door to a possible introduction of an indexation to the 10-year treasury yields. So that's something that is under discussion in the coming 3 or 4 weeks, and but we need to wait the end of the process to see what happens. But we are we have already informally put the question to the regulator, and he didn't close this door. Finally, you didn't mention this is an issue concerning electricity regulation, but we are still awaiting the publication of the standardized unit costs for power transmission assets. And the information we have is that it should be released one of these days, so very, very shortly. We are awaiting that release. On the CAPEX side, we are not anticipating any cuts concerning the program that we set out during the Investor Day of last year. So we are sticking to the 2.5 billion euros of accumulated figure between 2009 and 2014, and we don't see any reason for the moment to change this amount. Of course, if in a situation of a financial catastrophe where the credit markets would be closed for a long period of time, I cannot tell you what the outcome would be, but that's not our base scenario, so we are working on mostly ongoing projects. The projects are under construction, most of them. For instance, in the natural gas area, basically our CAPEX figures come from two projects which are already under construction, and so no substantial change can occur. On the power side, of course, part of the projects for that give rise to the 1.8 billion euros figure for 2004 up to 2014. Part of those come from projects not yet started, and so there's not a 100% certainty that there will be no changes. But up to now, we don't see any slowdown in the demand for infrastructures, also in the power side. So we are carrying out our plans as we set them out last year, and we stick to the 2.5 billion euros of CAPEX projection up to 2014.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. There appear to be no further questions, sir. Please continue with any other point you wish to raise.
Well, from our part, REN, we don't have anything to add. Thank you for your interest, and so we'll any further questions you have, don't hesitate to raise it with Ana Fernandes, and she'll be glad to answer. So bye-bye, and thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the REN's first quarter 2010 result conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.